Hey there. Ever felt like you're playing the game of the hot potato with your content creation? You toss it to someone else, hoping they'll infuse the creativity and impact it needs, and only to end up with a result that is as dull as a dishwasher, lacking in excitement, failing to capture attention, engage the audience, or leave a lasting impression. Well, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today, the real work behind content creation. Hey, I'm Veronica De Polo, and with more than 15 years being a marketing strategist, are you ready for actionable bite-sized episodes about business advice on marketing, branding, and messaging to take your business to the next level? If you're a service business owner, we'll show you how to attract qualified leads on social media and beyond. We'll reveal the art of showcasing your brand effectively, and will uncover the best strategies to hook your audience so they keep coming for more. Say goodbye to outdated marketing strategies and embrace the power of change. Welcome to the Branding Momentum Podcast. Let's get real for a minute. We all know that sinking feeling when you realize the content you paid for isn't hitting the mark. But here's the kicker. It is not just about the money. It's about the missed opportunities, the lost connections, that nagging sense that something's not quite right with your brand's online presence. And trust me, I've been there too, and it's frustrating, and it is so tempting to outsource everything and wash your hands of the whole content creation headache. And I mean, who has the time or energy to micromanage every post, right? But here's the thing. When you distance yourself from the process, you are also distancing yourself from your audience. Generic posts that could, you know, belong to any brand, a lack of enthusiasm from your audience, and a sinking feeling that your brand is drowning in a sea of sameness. Sound familiar? Yes, I know. We've all been there, and it's just so frustrating, and it's downright disheartening just to know that something ain't right. And the worst part, you are left wondering if your investment was all for nothing. But before you start pointing, you know, fingers at the professionals you hired, take a step back and ask yourself, did you give them the enough work for them to work with? Did I provide the clear directions and insight into your brand voice? Did you explain to them in detail who your potential clients are? Did you share that makes them, you know, what makes your ideal clients suffer? What's keeping them up at night? What's the transformation your service provides? Or did you simply hand over the reins and hope for the best? And put like spaghetti on the wall, hoping it will stick, right? Remember, outsourcing isn't a one and a done solution. It's a collaborative effort where you both work. So what's the alternative? Instead of blindly outsourcing your content creation, why not take a more of a hands-on approach? You know, get involved and ask questions and collaborate with your team to ensure that your brand voice shines through every post and every video. After all, who knows your brand better than you? Because when you take ownership of your content creation process, you're not just saving money, you are investing in your brand's future. So imagine posts that resonate with your audience is just simply not about creating content to create it. It's about creating connections in the end and having more visibility and engagement and generating leads and sales. So before you throw in the towel and blame the professionals, ask yourself, am I willing to put in the work to truly connect with my audience? If the answer is yes, it is time to roll up your sleeves and embrace the power of hands-on content creation. Your audience is waiting to hear from you, and let's make sure that they're listening. And if you want to go even further to understand how to speak to your potential clients on social media and beyond, you can now go to the description here and download my in-depth guide and workbook where I share my 16 questions that you can ask yourself about your potential clients. And these answers will actually help you generate the content that your potential clients truly want for your business. Also, these questions and answers are great to share with your social media agency, whether you hire them or you have somebody in-house that is doing your social media. You don't want to download it? Then go back and listen to the questions that I said to you at the beginning. What are the kind of things are you sharing? Are you connecting? Do you know exactly how your potential clients are suffering? What is keeping them up at night? What is the transformation your business is providing, your services are providing to this person? Okay, you don't want to download it, it's great, but go back and think about all this. And I really hope that your content creation gets even better, because that's the entire purpose for me of doing this podcast week after week after week. It is for you to actually be a better business owner and promote your business consistently, but also with clear ideas. Okay, my loves. I hope to see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.